Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Debbie and Talmadge going to play a round of Trump, too. We brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you today?
We are well. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. A little hot, needs some rain, but otherwise good.
That was very, very well said.
Yeah, a nice, efficient recap.
I feel like there's been enough rain, though.
You feel like that? Look at my yard, man.
One day of rain and I'm over it.
Yeah, done. Summer. We don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is your first time playing, Debbie?
It is. I've listened for years, and I've never made it on, so this is a good day.
How exciting!
Started my week up perfect.
Yay!
Love it.
Well, welcome.
Love it. Well, you know how the game starts. Just ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and get started.
Bye, Jen.
Bye, Debbie. Good luck.
She's listened for years, first-time player. We love this. So you know how the game works. We'll ask you five questions when Jen's in the hallway, and she is now producer. Stevie stays in with me. She keeps track of the score. Obviously, there's a timer involved. We're all rooting for you. Let's get the game going. We will begin with question number one because this was a big deal over the weekend. As Cedar Point is rolling out new pass holder deal. Now, what begins? It begins a Thursday. Anyone who buys or renews a gold or prestige season pass will get free access to every Six Flags park across North America. All I need you to do is name any roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Oh, my gosh. The million. Oh, I'm terrible.
That's all right.
Terrible.
We'll go with question number two. It's okay. Question number two. The final Cowboy Carter show is one for the books as Beyonce's former group Destiny's Child reunited for a special performance. Name one of the other two members of Destiny's Child that is not named Beyonce.
Okay, well, Tui's going to have an easy day. I don't know that one either.
That's all right. That's okay. We'll go with question number three. Maybe you'll get this one. I don't think this is too bad. We'll figure it out. Question number three. So Fantastic Four First Steps just made $118 million in North America and $218 million globally. I'd say it did well. It's the fourth best debut of 2025 so far and the biggest Marvel opening since Deadpool and Wolverine. Which actor plays the role of Deadpool?
Oh, I am terrible today.
I feel
I
horrible.
Know.
It's your first time playing. You've listened for years. You finally get through.
You know, it's like watching TV. You know all the answers when you're not on, and they always say when you're on, you don't know.
I know. It's true. Trust me, I have to play rounds of Trump Timmy when she's off, and it's a whole different ballgame when Stevie's asking me these questions about Disney Channel.
Well, I'll learn a lot when I hear the real answer, so that's
all
a
right.
good thing.
That's good. Question number four. In the middle of Talmadge, is there a circle, a square, or a trapezoid? Okay, I wish.
A circle.
All right, fine. Here's a real question
for it.
All right, question four. The voice of the Guardians, Tom Hamilton, received the Ford C. Frick Award at the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend in Cooperstown. He's been calling Cleveland Guardians games for 35 years, including three World Series runs. He's just tremendous. Name any of the three teams that the Indians slash now Guardians played in any of those three World Series that he called. Who were their opponents?
New York Giants.
Question number five.
Okay.
On Friday, Happy Gilmore 2 made his triumphant debut on Netflix. And the reviews are mixed. We're actually going to get into this today, Ten, because I can't get a solid review.
I've seen some that people watched, some that didn't.
Oh, did you watch it? What did you think?
I watched it this weekend, and it was good. But okay, I did fall asleep at the end. But okay. Yes.
All right. I love that review. We're going to play like birdie, par, or bogey at 8:10 because I cannot get a solid review. I appreciate yours. So here's the reason. It garnered a 65% critic rating and a 72% audience rating. Everybody that I talked to that watched it over the weekend, it's mixed reviews. Anyway, what is the name of the character Adam Sandler played during his time on Saturday Night Live who sang the news using Italian words?
Oh, no. Simone.
Let's
I
go.
Don't know.
It's okay. So, Debbie, this is what we're going to do. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Producer Stevie will let you know. And then we ask Jen those same five questions in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. Debbie of Talmadge. Playing for her first time ever. She's listened to the Jen and Tim show for years. This is Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Yes. Good luck. This is a tough one.
Oh, so, boy. Producer Stevie, let Debbie know how she did.
Debbie got none.
No!
Tough.
Well, let's see. Sometimes they're extra tough, and it's a Monday.
I don't like that you're both looking at me knowing I wrote the questions.
Well,
I'm starting to sweat here, Debbie.
Good luck.
Let's just all blame Tim.
Yeah.
That works out best for everyone,
really.
Usually.
It's the basis of the show.
Right.
All right, Debbie. I'm going to ask Jen the same five questions.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm nervous.
All right. Question number one. Cedar Point is rolling out a new pass holder deal. So beginning this Thursday, anyone who buys or renews a gold or prestige season pass will get free access to every Six Flags park across North America. Name any roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Siren's Curse.
There you go. Siren's Curse. Question number two. The final Cowboy Carter show was one for the books as Beyonce's former group Destiny's Child reunited for a special performance. Name one of the other two members of Destiny's Child that is not named Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland.
Nice.
Michelle Williams. Right?
Oh, just rubbing it right into.
Oh, right, Debbie. Yeah, just rub it in.
Well,
no,
right
I didn't
there.
Mean
Sorry.
To.
Wow, look at that. She dropped both of them on
you,
Debbie.
We had her in studio one time. She was a big fan of yours.
She was a big fan of mine.
Yes, she was. Again, wish the cameras were on at all times.
By the way, my daughter heard that. Izzy was like, wait, the producer Stevie said the camera should be on at all times? And were you twerking, Daddy?
Oh, he sure was
twerking.
So
here we go.
He twerks weekly when he's the closest on Cleveland. How much do you make?
Which basically
Tuesdays
never
and
happens.
That's why I always try to beat Tim, because I'm not in the mood for the twerking.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when there goes play-by-play with Stevie,
it's
which
a
is
lot.
Great.
I need to
it's
get my
lot.
Camera ready next time.
Question number three. Fantastic Four, First Steps, just made $118 million in North America and $218 million globally. It's the fourth best debut of 2025 so far and the biggest Marvel opening since Deadpool and Wolverine. Which actor plays the role of Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds
is correct. We're going to move to question number four. The voice of the Guardians, Tom Hamilton, received the Ford C. Frick Award at the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend in Cooperstown. He's been calling Cleveland games for 35 years, including three World Series runs. Name any of the three teams the Indians slash Guardians played in any of those three World Series.
The Chicago Cubs.
That's one of them. Florida Marlins.
Nice.
Atlanta Braves. As we move to question number five.
Good job, Jen.
Look at that, Stevie.
Very sporty of you.
They don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing.
Question number five. On Friday, Happy Gilmore made his triumphant debut Happy Gilmore 2 made his triumphant debut on Netflix. And the reviews are mixed. We'll talk about this at 8:10. Garnered 65% critic rating, 72% audience rating. Actually, Debbie, when you're out of the room, said she saw it and liked it. So
oh,
that's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Very good.
My question to you, what was the name of the character Adam Sandler played during his time on Saturday Night Live who sang the news using Italian words?
Oh, that was Domingo.
Good old Domingo. His character was Opera Man.
Opera Man. Opera Man. Which was great. That was so, yes.
Yeah,
so, I remember that.
Final totals are Stevie.
Debbie Nunn, Gen 4.
Oh, Debbie, I'm sorry. It was your first time. Nice. You got to call back and try
Good
again.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you will have to play again, Debbie. We want you to win. We want you to win that shirt. We appreciate you listening for all those years. But, Debbie, you know what you need to say.
I have been totally trumped by Tui.
Dave in Cleveland's going to play this round of Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing well, yourself?
Good, we're doing great. Yeah, absolutely. We're excited for you to play a round of Trump Tui. So let's begin the game. I guess technically you begin the game. Just go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, how about you go ahead and take a little walk there?
I'm leaving the room, Dave.
Don't go too far.
Don't go too far, Jen.
We'll lose you.
All right. She's in the hall. Producer Stevie, please don't go anywhere.
All right, I'll stay.
Jimmy, keep track of the score. Dave's going to answer five questions. Once you're done, we'll bring Jen back into the room. Then she has to answer those five questions. We'll see what you can do. We'll see if you can trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin. If so, you get all those goodies and throw into the grand prize. We are rooting for you. We're going to begin with question number one. As the top-ranked girls basketball player in the nation is from Amherst. This is exciting. Her name's Sanaya Hall, and she's headed to USC. Is the University of Southern California on the East or West Coast?
Definitely West.
West Coast. Question number two, Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, she has a new gig as, I guess it's a temporary spokesperson for the data company Astronomer. That's the data company that went viral for their CEO and their chief people officer who had an affair, snuggling, something at the Coldplay concert, something was going on. Which member of Coldplay is Gwyneth Paltrow's ex-husband? Is it Chris Martin or is it Will Champion?
Chris Martin.
Question number three. Tim Burton's got fans buzzing after teasing a secret project he made with Lady Gaga while working on Wednesday. What is the name of the 1988 American Gothic dark fantasy comedy horror film?
Whew. That's how they explain it.
I know.
It's a lot of descriptive words.
I don't think I'm going to get through it again. Directed by Tim Burton, that is popular during Halloween.
Was the night before Christmas.
Let's go with that. Question number four. Coyote versus Acme is finally coming to theaters next summer. The live-action animated hybrid features Coyote suing the Acme Corporation for all their faulty products that haven't helped him catch the Roadrunner. Coyote is a character from which cartoon?
The Roadrunner.
Let's go with question number five. A Murder, She Wrote reboot starring Jamie Lee Curtis is happening. She is set to play the professional writer slash amateur detective. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis is also returning for the sequel to which 2003 comedy film set to be released soon?
Parent Trap.
All right, let's go with Parent Trap for the answer for question number five. Let's see how you did. And then Jen answers those same five questions in 3 minutes.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favors brought to you by Apex Skin. All right, David Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. How'd he do?
Dave got two.
Two. Correct today, Dave. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Here we go. Question number one. The top-ranked girls basketball player in the nation is from Amherst. This is exciting. Her name is Saniya Hall, and she's headed to USC. Is the University of Southern California on the East or West Coast?
West.
That is on the West Coast. As we move to question number two, Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a new gig. It's a, how do we put this? Temporary spokesperson for the data company Astronomer. The data company that went viral for their CEO and their chief people officer who had, I guess, an affair. Certainly getting cozy in that loge at the Coldplay concert.
What's going on there?
All right. which member of Coldplay is Gwyneth Paltrow's ex-husband? Is it Chris Martin or is it Will Champion?
It is Chris Martin.
It is. Question number three. Tim Burton's got fans buzzing after teasing a secret project he made with Lady Gaga while working on Wednesday. What is the name of the 1988 American Gothic dark fantasy comedy horror film directed by Tim Burton that is popular during Halloween?
Nightmare Before Christmas. Edward Scissorhands.
Don't say it three times.
Beetlejuice.
There you go. Question number four. Coyote versus Acme is finally coming to theaters next summer. The live-action animated hybrid features Coyote suing the Acme Corporation for all their faulty products that have not helped him catch the Roadrunner. Go ahead, give me your best Roadrunner.
No, but I bet you could.
Coyote is a character from which cartoon?
I don't know. The Coyote and Roadrunner one.
Looney Tunes.
That's not a real question. Answer.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one.
Thank you, Stevie.
Or you have a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
You love.
That's exciting. Looney Tunes.
Question.
Court's Looney
well,
Tunes.
Well, it's a cartoon.
Question number five. A Murder, She Wrote reboot starring Jamie Lee Curtis is happening. She's set to play the professional writer / amateur detective. Jamie Lee Curtis is also returning for the sequel to which 2003 comedy film that is set to be released soon?
Freaky Friday? Or Freakier Friday? The second one? The Freaky Friday?
It is!
Oh, thank gosh.
Freaky Friday. Final totals.
Dave 2, Jen 3.
Oh! That was close. Dave, we appreciate you playing, brother, but you know what you need to say.
I did not jump to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.